It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every few weeks, our own Elizabeth Austin, the state poet laureate, brings us poetry from a Pacific Northwest writer. First of all, congratulations officially, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Marcy.
And secondly, who do you have for us today?
Well, today I've got a poem for you by a young man named Nathan Cummings, who's a senior at Mercer Island High, and who's one of just five national student poets this year.
I've never heard of national student poets. What are they?
It's part of the Presidential Committee on the Arts and Humanities, and it's billed as, I'm quoting here, the nation's highest honor for youth poets presenting original work. And my understanding is that it's a very competitive program and that it's meant to identify young writers of promise and give them some visibility, which we're doing here, and some tools to help them inspire other teen writers.
So, Elizabeth, what can you tell us about the poem by Nathan that you've brought in today?
Well, I read a number of poems that he's written, and this one really struck me because it so captures to my ear what it is to be a teenager. It's called Proteus, and it offers a set of metaphors about that experience. So here's Nathan introducing and reading his poem.
This poem is called Proteus. I wrote it this summer, and I would say that it is just another manifestation of my continued love for all things biological and all things in the animal kingdom that are weird and wild and wonderful. One of my favorite places to go is a natural history museum, and I always love peering into the little glass cases, staring at all those little specimens under wraps there. And I thought that when I was looking at those and maybe tracing the path of natural selection and evolution, it just occurred to me that maybe that's not so dissimilar from what I as a teenager experience when my worldviews and my perceptions of everyday life are just shifting day by day. The title comes from an ancient Greek mythological figure known to change his shape, which ties in with what I think the whole poem is about and its message. And it's called Proteus. Waking, he peers at the world through different animal eyes. Today it is jellyfish. Curtains stream like kelp against mottled light. His mother, wise to her boy's shifting views, conceals herself. She is mindful of 6 months prior when his eyes became leonine slits and he looked at her with the gaze of a hunter. But today it is jellyfish, calm and ever drifting, unfooted. Some days his vision fractures into 1,000 jeweled mirrors. He emerges as a fly, the world compounded, multiplying in vectors of sex, sugar, swatter. Octopus eyes, occurred some time ago, made him reach and grasp to crack the shell of all that moved. His father calls it a phase, where no 2 days appear the same. There are many windows looking into the world. In time, he will choose his.
That poem was Proteus and written and read by Nathan Cummings. Such an interesting poem, and as the mother of a teenager, I can see teenage development or hear teenage development in Nathan reading that. He is trying on various identities and trying to figure out which one is his.
Exactly. And I appreciated how in the introduction he talked about that the poem had its origins in his thinking about something that fascinates him, this idea of biology and these things that we can study, and that he makes that connection to his own interior life, I think, is one of those signs of him being an artist, of him being a poet, that he's able to translate that engagement with the outside world to find a kind of metaphorical mirror for himself.
Now, you mentioned that he was a high school student. How old is Nathan?
He's just 18, and I asked him about what it's like to be so focused on poetry at a young age, and here's what he had to say.
One of the things about being a teen writer is that it's fundamentally different from not only other activities that you might do as a teenager. You don't say in a high school, you don't come up to your friends and say, I am a writer, in the same way that you would say, I am a soccer player, or even I am a musician, even other forms of the art, of arts in general. Writing is a little bit on the fringe.
Has receiving this distinction of being one of the five national student poets, has that sort of outed you as a poet in your high school?
It definitely has. I think probably the most common response that I've gotten following the my appointment was, oh, hey, Nathan, congratulations on your poetry thing. And that's, and I love my friends at my high school. I have no qualms with them, and they have all been phenomenally supportive of me as a poet. But it was a little bit of a surprise.
who knows what other closet poets around you
yes.
are taking heart
yes.
from your being
that,
out and public.
That's my message. If I went into this year as a national student poet, and I wanted, if nothing else, to accomplish that, because that was me. 3 years ago, I was a closet poet. I absolutely was. I didn't have any means of expressing this literary love that I had had my entire life. I wrote little stories. I imagined these little worlds in my head, and I never had the opportunity to express that in a public setting. The thing that changed my life was the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, through which I became a national student poet eventually. But just the ability to be recognized for my art, for being different in a way that was that, and being able to see that's fundamentally not a bad thing, that you can achieve, you can get a medal in your hand, you can hold it and say, that's real, this is a real thing. That was very important to me.
That was Nathan Cummings. He's a Mercer Island High School senior and a national student poet. Elizabeth Austin is KUOW's literary producer and the Washington State Poet Laureate. Elizabeth, thank you for bringing Nathan's work to our attention.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.